This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I could wait until tomorrow night's pregame show, but, you know, people, it's that good. Paul, tribute video time tomorrow night, potentially. A real one. Dylan Cousins, right?
Oh, absolutely there'll be one. Probably one for Dennis Gilbert, too.
Yes. Okay. Sure. All right. Quick turnaround. The trade was pretty recent, but here comes Ottawa. You and I spoke a lot before the deadline, like what can the Sabres do? Another miss this year, no playoffs probably. And what you wanted was to see them shake up the core, right? Like just do something where one of these young players has been given a big contract. Some kind of different combination is needed here. Kevin Adams was talking pretty much the same way as we got close to the deadline, and that's what he ended up doing with this with the Cousins move. I mean, it's been a while now, and I know he's had a pretty good start for Ottawa, but as you think about the trade and just like the Cousins part of it, I doubt it surprised you, and maybe you even liked it.
No, I did like the trade, and it doesn't surprise me that Cousins is doing well so far in Ottawa. I mean, he's energized. It's, you know, there's been a cloud over this arena for 14 years of absolute horrible losing, and you know, it gets to guys. I mean, I know fans don't sometimes think of, you know, athletes being human, but they are human, and it gets to you when you come in the door and you're out of it by January 1st. And I know they have nobody to blame but themselves, but the fact remains is they're still walking in the building every day after January 1st knowing they are not going to be in the playoffs. And you just keep losing and losing and losing and losing. And it just brings you so far down. And then all of a sudden you get traded. And, you know, I did see him for a few minutes in the hotel lobby after he got traded, and he had tears in his eyes. He, you know, he couldn't, you know, talk at the time really, you know, on record. And I totally understood. He was very emotional about it. He wanted to be part of the solution here, not part of the problem that gets traded. And but then he shows up in Ottawa, and there they are in a playoff race. And now everybody's going well, and everybody's up. And now he's up. you know, and ready to go. I mean, this is exciting. When was the last time exciting was used as the word being a Buffalo Sabre? Maybe opening night? And, you know, after that, it's downhill after that. So, you know, I see, you know, why he's doing well right now, and we'll see how it goes, you know, throughout his career in Ottawa.
I think probably most trades, players feel very, you know, much mixed emotions. I mean, there are times when a player really wants to move, and maybe that's not mixed emotions. But I think Cousins, what you said, of course, I'd believe it, wanted to be part of the solution, was also excited to go, you know, at the same time.
He wasn't when it happened.
He wasn't at first, okay.
No, not at first. But, you know, once, you know, I think he left the hotel and got on the plane, he may not even have been excited then, but, you know, it's the you're walking into the unknown. So you're now you're nervous. You don't know what to expect. You again are upset that you're leaving people who are your very, very good friends. He was very close to the team, players on this team. Again, he liked playing here. He liked being a Sabre, and he wanted to be part of the solution and was pretty upset that he didn't play well enough to be part of a solution. But once he got there and was greeted by the team and welcomed in and played his first game, realizing, hey, this might be a playoff team. They were either in the playoffs by 2 points or out of the playoffs by 2 points, I think, when he got there. And, you know, so it's important games right away, and they won that game. And, you know, so then now the excitement is generated because you've been welcomed, you know, and, you know, now I think then you start getting excited. It's like, wow, okay, cool. They want me here. Hey, really cool. This might be a playoff team. Let's go, you know, type of a thing. And then you do well in your first game and the fans are screaming and yelling for you and everything. And now you're excited.
That'd be a good feeling. Big change. Ottawa, by the way, is 5 points up right now with 13 games to go. And again, the Senators are here with Cousins tomorrow night. One of the players the Sabres got in that trade, Jacob Bernard Docker, 2 assists yesterday. What kind of potential does he have to stick around?
Well, it's a former number one pick who just never really got the opportunity in Ottawa and got hurt this year. He had a high ankle sprain. He was out since the 28th of December, was cleared on March 1st, but Ottawa never put him back in the lineup. He never got back in. And so he was very excited to leave because he just felt he wasn't going to get an opportunity there. He's played 2 games here for the Sabres, and the way I put it to Brian is I didn't really notice him, which for a defenseman means he probably played pretty well. That means you didn't go, oh, what are you doing there, or anything like that. It seemed like he did what he was supposed to do. Especially the assist to Dahlin. He put it right in the wheelhouse, so Dahlin could rip it. And you know, so he got a couple of assists in the game. He's played 2 games, and I think he's been okay for himself in those 2 games. But he's a shot blocker. That I do know about him. I remember that actually from watching the little that I've seen him play. And you know, a guy that, you know, he did contribute a little bit offensively in that game, but wants to be solid defensively, and I think was in the 2 games he played.
We've talked about how with the signings like Zucker, Greenway, then Bryson, each move affords the Sabres going forward a little bit less roster flexibility naturally. But you do have this player, and you do have Kozak, who had a moment yesterday, Tyson Kozak in Winnipeg, and you like his game.
I like it a lot. He's just the guy you want with Beck Malenstein as your number 4 center. You know, a guy with energy, a guy that plays the game right, a guy that will dive in front of pucks to block a shot, a guy that after he wins the faceoff doesn't stand there and admire his work. He goes to the net and scores a goal off a rebound. You know, and it just, he plays the game the right way. He's not going to be a 20-goal scorer. I don't even know if he'll be a 10-goal scorer. But, you know, he's the type of guy that, because I remember him when the Amerks went to the Eastern Conference Final. I saw a lot of those games and covered a lot of those games. He's always on the ice at the end of the game. Always. And will always.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
He'll go face first into a shot if he has to. He will do anything to win a hockey game. And that was the first thing I noticed about him, watching him game in and game out, and watching Seth Appert always calling on him in those important situations to be out there. And I felt right then and there that here's a guy that's going to be in the NHL. He's not going to be a star or anything, but he's going to be that guy that you want on your team who will do it right and won't get himself caught all that often. And we'll be in the middle of things. He'll be in the battles. He'll be in front of the net. He'll win you some face-offs. He'll block some shots. He'll kill you a penalty. You know, the little things that you need done by those certain guys.
One goal yesterday for Kozak. The Sabres win in Winnipeg 5-3. I mean, pretty good. A regulation win in Winnipeg. They're lucky not to see Hellebuck, probably. The story became their own goalie.
It did. I mean, yeah, Comrie played like he did in Buffalo. I mean, it certainly was not one of his better games, and Reimer stood on his head. But there were a lot of other things to like from a Sabre standpoint in that game, I thought, especially coming in. Everything was against them. Winnipeg hadn't played since Thursday. Buffalo played in Minnesota the day before. They had played – it was their 3-4. Winnipeg had not lost in regulation at home since January. They were 7-0-1. They'd lost 5 games all year, regulation losses at home. They were 25-5-4 coming in. So everything was really built up against you. You're playing a team that came in with a 7-14 points percentage, which is second best in the NHL, with the best power play in the league, the best defense in the league, the third best goal scoring in the league. And you had just played the day before, and you were in 3-4 in 3 different cities. And that's what you've heard too. The last two coaches talk about this, Lindy Ruff and Don Granato, that if you're going to be a good team, you have to learn how to win with your B game. And that's exactly what they did. And that doesn't mean just because you're tired and you're on the road and playing a good team doesn't mean, as I mentioned with Kozak, he wins the draw. Two guys go to the net. You can still go to the net. You can still dive to get a puck out while you're killing a penalty like Connor Clifton did. And you know, show desperation to get the puck up to McLeod, who then relayed it up to Tuck for a breakaway and a shorthanded goal on a penalty that shouldn't even have been called. It actually should have been a Buffalo power play, not a penalty kill, so it was kind of justice for them that they scored. You can still do those types of things, score timely goals, even though maybe you don't have your energy like you want to, or you don't have your A game. That's what coaches are talking about when they do that. And so I think there was a lot for them to be proud of in that win. But when you look at the overall, Mike, look at the last 5 games. They easily could have a 5-game winning streak, and that's what they have to build. Instead of being 3-2, they should be 5-0 right now in those 5 games. I mean, look at the Utah game. You're down by a goal. There's a delayed penalty. All you got to do is give them the puck, and you got a 6-on-4 to tie the game and maybe win the game. But we saw what happened. They didn't do that. They accidentally put the puck in their own net, and that's not the point. That happens. That was bad luck. But that game was right there for you, right there. But you make that mental error that you don't get it. Minnesota, you played 50 minutes of good hockey. 10 minutes killed you. The first period they played great. They had 3 or 4 grade A scoring opportunities. They had the goaltender down and out. McLeod missed the net. All he had to do is put the puck on the net and he scores. I mean, they easily could have been up 3-0 at the end of the first period, but instead it was 0-0. Then all of a sudden they have 10 of the worst minutes they've had in some time, and they're behind 3-0, and that team hasn't lost all year when they got the lead in the third period. You're not beating them once you get by, and they play 10 bad minutes. So to me, you take those two games. If you're going, when you become a playoff team and you're going to become a good team, we have to be talking right now about a 5-game winning streak, not 3-2. And that's what they have to work towards.
By the way, speaking of Winnipeg, the Sabres there yesterday, the Capitals are there tomorrow night. And Ovechkin now within 6 of Gretzky. I assume he will get Hellebuck in that game tomorrow.
Yes.
6 away, 7 to win, 6 to tie for Ovechkin in 12 remaining games, including one against the Sabres. That's this Sunday, I think.
Yeah, if he gets a hat trick, maybe we'll have a shot on Sunday to seeing it, you know, if he can find a hat trick this week.
Yeah, or he gets one on Sunday, yeah. if that's what it takes. We'll see. Paul, speaking of things that kill teams, how about Iowa State killing my bracket? Sorry, but, man, it didn't go well for me this weekend.
Iowa State had a very, very, very good team, but they were the type of team when one guy was hurt, they were finished. That's when they started playing poorly. They have one guy who's a shooter that got hurt, and the season started to go down the drain. And then the guy who was the MVP of the Big 12 tournament last year and the MVP of the Maui tournament this year, Gilbert, he got hurt, played hurt, but he didn't play in the NCAA tournament. And that was the thing. When they had their full team, they were one of the best teams in the nation, and people were talking about them maybe winning it all and being in the Final Four, but they were missing that one guy, and they couldn't play defense the way they should, and that let, you know, the Mississippi State to go out and shoot the heck out of the basketball, because Iowa State, the guy wasn't there as their best defensive guy, best pressure guy. He's also a good shooter. They have two good shooters. It took the kid from UB a while to get going. He did wind up with over 20 points, but they have another shooter just like him. He didn't hit a basket till almost 4 minutes left in the game. So when you got the other team shooting over 50% and 100% at the free throw line, and you're missing, and you're not playing D, you saw what happened.
I guess I could have done well to know all of this, but it didn't didn't happen. I don't mean brackets; it's more just that survivor thing.
I tried to kid myself into thinking, you know, well, you know what? Maybe they can do it without him, you know, especially in the first game, but they were playing Lipscomb. I mean, they can win without them against Lipscomb, but I tried to kid myself into thinking, you know, hey, you know what? All right, they can win without him. Those two get shooting and they get hot, but that's just too much to ask. I mean, they've proven time and time again this year that they have a really, really good team when they have a full team, but if one of those guys is out, they have problems.
Paul, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow during pregame.
Okay, take care.
Paul Hamilton's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Should I have said, like a pro would have, that Paul went to Iowa State? If you're wondering why he's going long on, you know, the Iowa State depth chart, I probably should have let you know that if you didn't. Quick break here, then we'll talk some more. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. You're listening to WGR.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.